Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Victor Borg, the renowned pianist, once told a friend that he could tell time by his piano. The friend wasn't convinced, so Borg proceeded to prove his point. He immediately began playing a resounding march. In only moments, though, there was a noise banging on the wall, and a voice on the other side screamed, "Stop that noise! Don't you know it's 1:30 in the morning?" Borg may have been able to tell time by his music, but he couldn't stop time. Only God can do that. Have you ever noticed that time is like an unending river? And once you craft it and you launch on it, there's no turning back, there's no stopping it. Like a river which may wind through a meadow, there are seasons in lives when it seems that time moves very slowly. Then there are other times when it seems that the craft of our lives is carried faster and faster through the turbulence of whitewater rapids. And more than anything else, we would really like to slow things down just for a little while, but we cannot. Mario Andretti was like that. Remember the famed Italian race car driver? As he talked with reporters before driving his final Indianapolis 500 at the age of 54, he said, "It's not my fault that the years go by. If I could make a deal with somebody and buy 5 or 6 years of this life, I would." Think of it, trading his millions for just a few more years of peak performance racing. He couldn't buy time, and neither could one of the world's richest, if not the richest woman in the world. As she lay on her deathbed, the best doctors in the world at her side trying to sustain her life, Queen Victoria, whose British Isles were at the peak of their glory, cried out, my kingdom for an inch of time. A strange thing, this entity that we call time. Scientists, philosophers, and theologians strive to understand it. Yet at the very time they ponder it, all of them are controlled by it. I can tell you what you already know, that if you don't use it, you lose it. I can also remind you that the farther you travel on the river of life, the faster it seems to carry you along. We talk about time, but can actually do very little about it. This side of eternity, time is a fixed commodity. When it's gone, it's gone. God trades neither money nor kingdoms for more of it. The only thing you can really do about time is learn to use the moment to take advantage of what lies in your grasp. The sad thing is that so often when there is a rainy day, people are distraught because they can't go somewhere or do something. If there is any wisdom acquired in aging, it surely must include the importance of using time wisely, of saying what you mean to say while the person you love can still hear those words, of writing the letter you've been intending to write while a friend can yet read it. I used to wonder how just God really is in fixing a person's eternal destiny based on such a short period of perhaps 70 or maybe 80 years. Yet we are such creatures of habit that few would really change a lifestyle should that person live centuries beyond the biblical 70 or 70 years. God has given you today to make preparation for eternity. As Benjamin Franklin once said, "Do you love life? Then use time wisely, for that's the stuff life is made of."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening. And join us again for Guidelines for Living.